and he's totally blind. He says, come in, wife of Jeroboam. I mean, boy, God knows everything, doesn't he? You can't hide from the king. Don't try to hide your sins from him. Why are you pretending to be someone else? I even knew that. Then he told her, I have bad news for you. Uh-oh. And when you come to a prophet, or when you come to a man of God, when you come to a man at church, you don't want to hear, I have bad news for you. You know, if the man of God says, you know, I'm sorry that you have committed the sin unto death, God just told me you're going to die in one day. That's not what you wanted to hear, was it? You wanted to hear, the Lord's forgiven your sins, and he's going to restore you and make you well again. Is that what you want to hear? Sure, that's what we want to hear, all of us. None of us want to be sick or afflicted. And if there's anything, I definitely don't want to die because I committed a sin unto death and think I got to face that forever in eternity. No way. I know I'm just like y'all. When I do get home someday, I want to see the king with his arms out saying, well done, faithful servant. Come over here, let me put my arms around you and tell you how much I love you. Is that what we want to hear? Yes, that's what we all want to hear. We don't want to hear him say, I ain't too happy with you. Ooh, I can't even dream of that. I know a Baptist preacher that happened to. I had the privilege to sit across a table for 7 hours and talk with this guy that he died in 1979. And he was dead a whole day. And then God raised him from the dead. And this was in 1979 when he died. And when he showed up at the kingdom, God told him, I ain't happy with you. You haven't preached my word. You've not done what I said in my word. I ain't happy with you. He said, you can come in because of the blood of my son. But he said, you will get not one single reward. This man had been a Baptist preacher forever. He asked God, he said, God, I'm sorry. If I don't get a single reward, would you please let me go back and try this again? Lord, I do not want to come into heaven knowing I'm going to spend eternity with no rewards. And the Lord said, okay, Howard. His name is Howard Pittman. The Lord said, okay, Howard, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to send you back. But before I send you back, I'm going to send you on a trip of the spirit world. I want you to see how it works. And then you can go back and tell my people how the spirit world works. And then when you finally come home, if you've been obedient to me, then you'll get some rewards. And so he went on a trip of the spirit world, and God sent Howard Pittman back after a day of death. And we had the privilege to sit, and Dave and I and Cheryl, our wives, and all the several of us, 7 or 8 of us, we had the privilege in this ministry to sit across the table from this man for 7 hours and talk to him about his experiences in heaven. And his testimony is back there called the Howard Pittman Interview. If you haven't heard it, get a copy of it and listen to it. Several CDs long, I'll say that, or it's over here somewhere. But what a day that was. I have bad news for you. That's what God told Howard when he got home. I have bad news for you. You ain't going to get no rewards. Tom, I don't want to hear that, do you? No, I don't want to hear that. Verse 7 and 8. Give your husband Jeroboam this message from the Lord, the God of Israel. I promoted you from the ranks of the common people, and I made you ruler over my people Israel. Now, can God take the least of us and do anything with us he wants to? He can if you're willing. If you're willing, he can make you anything, make you king, just like he did Jeroboam, just a little nobody. I ripped the kingdom away from the family of David, and I gave it to you, but you have not been like my servant David, who obeyed my commands and followed me with all his heart, and always did whatever I wanted him to do. Now, how would you like for God to be able to make that statement about you? You were my loving, sweet daughter or son, and everything I asked you to do in my word, you were always so willing to do it. Since you were always so willing to do it, I welcome you into the kingdom. Blessed be blessed. Is that the way we want to be known? Yes. We don't want to be known as that one that did not obey like Jeroboam. No. Okay, let's see what the next two verses say. You have done more evil than all who lived before you. I sure don't want to hear God say that to me, do you? You have done more evil than all those that have lived before you? Whoa! Of everything I want to hear, that ain't one of them, Eric. Not you either, huh? No. You have made other gods and have made me furious with your gold calves. And since you have turned your back on me, I will bring disaster on your dynasty and I will kill all your sons. How many of them? How many of his sons are going to die because of daddy's sin? Not one of them. All of them. I mean, how do we miss this when people say, God would never make my children sick or kill them because of my sin? I mean, this is a pretty good example, isn't it? I mean, what should that do to daddies when they learn these kind of things? We ought to straighten our act up, dads. How many of you want your children to die one by one because of your stupid sin? Not me. Not me. I don't care. I will do anything to keep my children and grandchildren from being sick and afflicted and dying early. I don't care what it takes. I'll walk that straight and narrow path. I'll do away with, I will deprive myself of anything the world's got to walk that straight and narrow path so my children and grandchildren do not have to suffer because of my sin. There ain't nothing on this earth worthy of seeing your grandson get killed in an accident, is it, Bill? No, nothing. But so many men don't know these things. Why do they not know this? They don't read the book. I will bring disaster on your dynasty, and I will kill all your sons. And then look what he says. Slave or free alike, even those that work for you. I will even kill the children of those that work for you, both slave and free, because of your disobedience. Kind of scary, isn't it? I will burn up your royal dynasty as one burns up trash until it's all gone. God's going to purge the evil out there, isn't he? Verse 11 and 12. I, the Lord, vow that the members of your family who die in the city will be eaten by dogs. In other words, ain't even going to get to bury them. If you die in the city, you're going to die on the street and the dogs are going to eat you. Who's in control of the dogs? God is, just like that lion a while ago. He's in charge of that lion, too. I, the Lord, vow that the members of your family who die in the city will be eaten by dogs, and those who die in the field will be eaten by vultures. That don't sound real good to me, does you? Do you think maybe it might be enticing just a little to get rid of sin and make sure you're serving God and obeying God? I think it paid good dividends because he says under the new covenant, if we obey him and walk in love, he withholds no good things from his children that obey him. Now, we love that, don't we, young lady? When God says, I love you so much, I withhold no good things from them that obey me. Now, we can live with that, can't we? You like that too, brother?
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I love it. But see, there is a requirement, isn't there? We have to obey the king for him to do this. I mean, I think about Eldon a while ago. He was telling me out there that yesterday they had a meeting down here in Dallas, and they had 1,000 people at their meeting. 1,000. And he got to pray, I think, for nearly every one of them, didn't you, Eldon? Or at least a big bunch of them. He prayed for a bunch of them. Many people were in pain and suffering, and he prayed, and God honored his prayers and touched many of those people. Now, hey, I mean, even people recognized it the minute that he prayed for them. Some of them, their pain and everything went away. Now, do you think God might be just a little bit pleased with this guy? Do you think God does things like that for a man he's unhappy with? No, absolutely not. This man knows Jesus. He walks in obedience to his word. And God honors his prayers and touches people, even people that don't know him, because of him. Isn't that something? Is that the way we want to be known with God? Absolutely. He says in verse 12, then Abijah said to Jeroboam's wife, go on home, and when you enter the city, the child will die. In other words, I have bad news for you. The child, I'm not going to heal the child. The child's sick because of your husband's sin. And the child's going to die. Wow. Verse 13. All Israel will mourn for him and bury him. Uh-oh. What did we just say? What did he say? Some of them's going to be eaten in the street by dogs, and others are going to be eaten by vultures. But wait a minute. This one's going to be buried. There must be something different here, right? Have you noticed that? He just made a statement that all are going to be eaten by dogs or vultures, right? But let's see what the deal is with this one then. All Israel will mourn for him and bury him. He is the only member of your family who will have a proper burial, for this child is the only good thing that the Lord, the God of Israel, sees in the entire family of Jeroboam. Is that awesome? You can be a member of a hell-raising, wicked family on this earth, and if you're born again and believe in Jesus, you can have a blessed life. Because right here is a case under the old law, a little boy that became sick and died because of his daddy's sin, and because Daddy Sim are so wicked. But yet God says, although I'm going to kill everybody in your dynasty, everybody, this little guy is the only good thing I see in your whole dynasty. So I will see at least that I give him a good, decent burial. Is God good? Only one out of the whole bunch that got a burial. The rest of them were eaten by dogs and vultures. When's the last time you come up on somebody in the streets of Dallas and dogs were eating a body? You ever seen that? No, we don't see that, do we? We don't see that. Could that happen? Oh, yeah. When somebody says, I just find that hard to find, that something like that could happen. Go to Haiti. You know, go to Haiti. I mean, in one little short period of time, we had a big, giant city, and all of a sudden the city is no more, and 500,000 people are dead. And let me tell you what, when I watched some of the videos on the Internet, how they were scooping those people on the street up in big bucket trucks and putting them in big 15-yard dump trucks, and those dump trucks were backing out to big holes and opening tailgate and dumping bodies in there. You reckon God might have been a little unhappy with that bunch down there? Because they had served the devil. They had told him, we don't want you. In fact, only a short while before, some Christian organizations had went to the president of that country and told him, we want to have a revival in Haiti. And he said, no, it ain't never going to happen. Ain't nobody going to ever have a revival in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in my country. Well, let me tell you, you don't spit in the face of God. After 500,000 people are laying dead and your city's in ruins and your palace is in ruins, he went to that Christian organization and asked if they would come and have a meeting in the name of Jesus in his country. And they did. And thousands of people got saved. You know, can God get your attention? Oh, yeah, he knows how to get your attention. Now, somebody said, God would never do that. Oh, yeah, the God I study in the Bible, he talks about it all the time. It's all through the Bible. But see, the good part we got is if we love him and serve him, he's a good God. And he blesses our socks off. And, of course, like me and this gentleman here, that's what we love, isn't it, sir? He says, if my words remain in you and you remain in me, you can come and ask me for anything and I'll do it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Man of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.